Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Whew. Friday. We made it. It's your Yahoo Sports Canada Daily Podcast for Friday, October 4th. But first, sports. And a happy Friday to you, my friends. We made it. It is Friday, and last night was the first real full-slate sports Thursday that we've had in months. There was two baseball playoff games. There was a first big slate of NHL hockey games, eight games last night. There was a crazy Thursday night football game, and there was even fresh, brand-new Toronto Raptors basketball in an environment that I would call at least quasi-competitive. How about that? I mean, it was Raptors versus Raptors, and Fred VanVleet played in sweatpants. But let me tell you, as a washed man, I felt that. Fred in sweatpants made all the sense in the world to me. And, you know, it's an easy thing to downplay that and say, it's just a scrimmage. Really, it's borderline practice. But the stands are full at Laval University. And I know for some people, like the We the North stuff and the Canada's Team stuff, it gets scoffed at a little bit or it gets brushed aside, and fair. But when you're in a city that, if you look at it, is really not close at all geographically to the team's hometown, and there's a house full of packed fans there to see them just to do a scrimmage, that's something cool, at the very least. I think that's a cool thing, and it seemed like a fun environment. And the scrimmage, the highlights of which, by the way, you can watch on Yahoo Sports Canada's YouTube page. The scrimmage marked the end of what is basically a business week for the Raptors in Quebec City. They got there on Sunday after the media photos, the laughs, the poses, all the stuff with the trophy is done. Now it is time for the defending champions to go to work. We had Fred in sweatpants, Siakam featured pretty heavily, OG Anunoby was looking very strong. They all featured pretty heavily in the session, including just an absolute poster dunk on Serge Ibaka by OG. It's making the rounds online, and it should. It's a great dunk, but also it feels borderline unfair because that's teammate-on-teammate violence. People have to get dunked on in practice sometimes. It's not that it happens. It's harsh. But also, you know, really, if you're tuning into this just to hype yourself on OG Anunoby, which I think a lot of Raptors fans might be doing, it's exactly what you wanted to see. So, all in all, pretty fun to watch. My guest this morning, William Liu. You know him from Yahoo Sports Canada. You know him from Raptors Over Everything. You know him from Kawhi Watch. And you will know him from his new weekly video series for the season, Run It Back. First episode came out last night. He has been in Quebec with the Raptors since Sunday. He was there on Saturday as well. He's been there basically every minute of camp that has existed so far. Will Liu has been there as the season is built from the ground up. He's been around the team, and he's been around last Friday's guest, Alex Wong, for the last week straight, his co-host in Run It Back. They've been in Quebec City shooting stuff, hanging out. Will, how has the Quebec City experience been so far for you?
I always love coming to Quebec. Usually I go to Montreal, but Quebec City, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a place you want to come visit for a full week just because it's a little bit small. You end up doing a lot of what you need to do in the first couple of days, but it's very beautiful here. You can wander the old city, a couple of nice bars that we've been to. So I can't complain whatsoever. I really like it out here.
We heard a lot last year when the Raptors were on this run that they were Canada's team and that everyone was sort of embracing them. What's the Raptors' excitement been like, I guess, in Quebec for training camp?
You know, admittedly, I haven't seen a lot of Raptor gear just sort of walking around. But then at the scrimmage game that took place here, where it's sort of an intra-squad team where Raptors just split their team into two, And they held it at Laval University. I mean, it was a sellout crowd, and we arrived an hour early to cover the game before tip-off. And by the time we got there, the entire building basically was filled. Like, it was hard to get through the hallways and stuff. There's so many Raptors fans here. And just even throughout the game, I mean, again, this is a scrimmage we're talking about. It's not a very serious event by any means. But, you know, it was very loud. It was very raucous in there. And people seemed really, really excited. So there clearly is, maybe it's from the championship or maybe it's even before that, but there definitely is support for the Raptors out here.
How has it been being with the team since day one? Because you were there media day and then you basically flew out the same time they did. You've been there for every minute of the season so far that they've worked. How has it been to see that, like, day one ground up sort of start off to this year?
It's been cool. It's the first time I've done it in terms of professionally. So it's nice to see sort of what goes into the whole process of building the team. And, you know, I think early on there's emerging storylines and you can kind of see that there's a lot of open questions and that they need answering. And you can kind of see like which guys have a head start in terms of trying to answer it and which guys don't. So, you know, for the most part, I think it's cool to see the whole thing come together from the start.
Speaking of that development and people who may be further ahead, who is there anybody that you've seen that you stood out and been like, man, this guy is ready now? Like, he's ready for game one right now if it were to start? Or is everyone sort of still at a rudimentary level?
Well, there's definitely a couple guys that aren't ready. So Marc Gasol and Kyle Lowry have not really taken part in the full practices. Marc is really taxed because he played for Spain and they won the FIBA World Cup. So, you know, Marc basically did not have an off season, so he's taking it easy. And Kyle had off season thumb surgery, so he's not even really participating in any of the drills yet. So we'll see about them. But in terms of guys who are ready, I mean, Fred looks really sharp in terms of, you know, that post baby bump that Fred had. It's carrying over. He was pulling up from three, you know what I mean? Like, he was making some of the Raptors' third string guards look like Steph Curry out there. And in terms of underrated guys, no disrespect to Steph Curry. You know, I got to respect the game, quote unquote. But in terms of, you know, some of the newer guys, I really, really like what I'm seeing from Terrence Davis, who is almost the next Fred VanVleet in a way because he went undrafted and the Raptors signed him after he had a really, really great start to Summer League. And he looks very good. And Nick Nurse sort of really praised him today after the scrimmage where he had a personal 8-0 run where, you know, he talked about it. He's explosive. He's got good size. He's got good power. And maybe he's not necessarily an immediate contributor to the big club, but I would say that he is going to be an important player for the Raptors by season's end. That's my prediction.
I'm glad that VanVleet comes up because on Wednesday this week, you put out a piece about Fred believing that he deserves to be more than a starter at some point. And, you know, the talent possibly being there, but will the Raptors be the place that happens? How do you feel about Fred's sort of season coming into what he's looking for, like, in the course of the year?
I just think it's interesting because you have a sort of a bit of a conflict, and it's not a conflict in the sense that, you know, Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet are really tight. Kyle has mentored Fred. Like, Fred would never really turn this into an issue, but there is sort of a underlying issue of you have an aging point guard in Kyle who, you know, he is hopefully going to age gracefully, and obviously he has a legacy here in Toronto, but he's battling for a contract. And you have Fred, who's very ambitious, very much ready to take the next step, and has been very vocal about how much he wants to be a starter. He says, you know, literally he wants to reach for the stars, and he's not going to limit himself at all. And, you know, it's just a battle because both of them are free agents. They're kind of fighting for the same spot. In terms of Fred, you know, I think he can get to that point where he is a starting level point guard, but he does need to make a couple of improvements. Because there's a couple of things that Fred does really well already. And we saw that throughout the course of the finals, obviously, you know, the three-point shooting. The fact that he's very clutch, pretty good defender, even though he's undersized. And, you know, he has a bit of playmaking ability. But he needs to improve on all those things. And he kind of has to deliver consistency, right? Because if you're a starting level point guard, you can't play like Fred did in the playoffs, where you have the first half of the playoffs, you are a negative. And in the second half of the playoffs, you are a positive. You need to be consistent on a night-to-night basis. And you need to be good, like, 80% of the time. And that's something that Kyle Lowry found later in his career, and that's how he got to become a full-time starter. So I think we need to see a big step from Fred this year, and he has lots of opportunity. Like, he's going to be one of the Raptors' top five players. He's going to be closing a lot of games, and if he makes certain improvements in terms of playmaking and just his ability to sort of read the defense and make quicker decisions, he's going to have a pretty good shot at getting a big contract and getting a starter role.
And one last thing, I'm talking about Run It Back, your video series that's coming out this year. It's going to be every week, you and Alex Wong. Talked to Alex last week. Just give me a quick sort of breakdown of it. If you were somebody that hadn't seen Kawhi Watch last year.
So Run It Back is going to be a weekly show, and it features two people that are Raptors fans, unabashedly so, and we're going to have a conversation about the Raptors like you and your friend would have a conversation about the Raptors, except we're going to have exceptional production around it. Shout out Kieran. And yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to come out every week. It's going to be on YouTube. And just trust us when we say that these are conversations that you and your friend will have, so you definitely want to see it.
And just a few more things to send you into the weekend. Erik Karlsson and his wife welcomed a baby girl into the world. Oh, via a lovely Instagram post last night. Karlsson was a scratch for the San Jose Sharks season opener on Wednesday. Of course, we obviously know that the personal reason he missed the game was this very personal reason, and it's a wonderful reason why. A beautiful post about his wife, Melinda, a moment made all the more touching after the heartbreaking situation the couple had in March of 2018 with the loss of their unborn son. Nazem Kadri made his debut for the Colorado Avalanche last night against the Calgary Flames. He actually said that he turned down a trade in the offseason that would have had him play for the Flames. It would have been TJ Brody getting traded to the Leafs if Kadri went to the Flames. Kadri wanted to stay in Toronto, so he said no, thinking that he would stay. He was, of course, then just traded for Alex Kerfoot and Ty Berry, not TJ Brody, Ty Berry. I always get those confused. He wasn't really happy about the Colorado trade either. I mean, he said to Sportsnet, he was bummed out when that trade happened. And as I did just say, he tried to turn down an earlier deal with the intention of staying, but it was clear the Leafs were going to trade him. That happened on July 1st. He said he was bummed out, but he has turned the page and is going forward as a member of the Colorado Avalanche. And honestly, playing with the Avs is also pretty sweet too. It's not like he's playing with bums. He's on a very fun, very competitive team. McKinnon and Rantanen and Landeskog, they're going to be a fun team to watch and a fun team to play for. Lots of baseball stuff. The Cardinals beat the Braves and the Dodgers beat the Nationals in the respective game ones of the NLDSs. There's four playoff baseball games today. Oh, baby. And there's games all weekend. Plus, there's lots of hockey. There's football, of course. And NBA season, preseason, officially begins for the Toronto Raptors on Sunday. Oh, baby. That is a great sports weekend, and I cannot wait to talk to you all about it on Monday. Enjoy your weekend.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.